right. So one person was listening. Oh, yeah, Alex. Yeah, that was a week. Like 2 weeks ago. Oh, habits. That's kind of what I'm gathering. Either that or nobody took notes, and so they're not reading their notes. All right, so how long do you think it takes to develop a new habit? 21 days. 21 days? Anybody else? 3 months? 60 days. So Sarah's right. The answer is generally it's 21 days, but a lot of times it can take longer. If you go do a cute little Google search and try and figure it out, a lot of people will even tell you it takes up to 80 days. So somewhere in this process or in that time frame. So how many have their new habit of spending time with God ready? Oh, sometimes. Okay. So, when you cry? Yeah. Okay. That's probably true. All right. So, there's three phases of a new habit. The first one is the fun phase, where you're like, hey, this is easy. I can do this. When you, like, decide for maybe 2 or 3 days where you're going to sit down and decide to read your Bible, and it's simple and easy. Anybody there experienced it before at all, maybe? Okay. The second one's the terrible phase. This is the, I don't want to get up 30 minutes early anymore. I want my sleep. This is really hard. Or we did one, what was it, I guess about a month ago. Emily decided to try this new diet. It was funny. So for like the first half a day, she's like, oh, this isn't so bad. She came home the next day from school, and she's like, let's see, who's going to die, you, me, or Karis? I don't know. I don't want to eat anything else. I don't want to drink anything else other than something extremely fattening and unhealthy and disgusting. Yeah, she hit the terrible phase pretty quick. Then she became a quitter. No, the third phase is not quitting. You do not develop a habit by quitting. You have a habit of quitting? Okay, yes. So the third phase is what we call the normal phase, where it really just does become normal. It's, hey, is it a habit for you to go to school every day? But is it, like, extremely bothersome to you, or is it just normal? Oh, my goodness. It's just normal. Okay. Okay. Maybe you should go to bed earlier. Night Fort, yes. So, in case you guys didn't know, Emily created a brand new game. It's called Night Fort. And she's the only one playing it. So, anyways, last week we started a conversation talking about habits. Started talking about spending time with God. That's one of the habits that we need to develop, okay? Tonight we're going to talk about another one that you probably don't think of as a habit, but I think as we begin to look at this, that we will see why we need to make it into a habit, okay? It's called spending time with other people, okay? Yeah, so for some people, you're like, yes. And then for others, you're like, It's people. So, again, like in the case of Sarah and Ivy, if I said, hey, go spend more time together, that's not an issue. But if I said, hey, Ivy, I want you to spend the rest of your day with Alex, that's probably not the most exciting. Well, okay then. That example couldn't have gone any better at all. So, God didn't design us to live alone. Children.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. God didn't design us to live alone. Okay, what's the first thing that he noticed about Adam in the garden?
Lonely.
He was alone. So what did he do? And everything went to hell from there.
Yep.
No, not really. I gotta edit that out of the recording or I'll get in trouble. So, you probably, that one right there. I can duck. It's like dodge shoe. Dive. Wow. So one of the other people that Sarah needs to begin hanging out with is her math teacher. So what does hanging out with other people have to do with developing good habits? Okay. Get in and introduce more people to Christ. Okay. 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 So, if the people around us can have a big impact on our lives, maybe we should be more intentional about hanging out with the people in general. Now, y'all need to hang out less. Yes.
Aaron.
Yes. Absolutely. No. Sarah, I love you dearly. But no. This is my Sarah bubble. It's 20 feet. I'm going to sick my woman on you. Yeah, okay. So maybe we should make it a habit to spend time with people so that we can grow. Okay? Maybe. Yeah, people you can talk about God with. So, Jesus made it a habit to spend time with other people. Okay, that's pretty simple, easy, clear. Somebody give me some examples. Okay, fed the 5,000.
Last Supper.
Last Supper. The meal
supper.
The meal supper. Water into wine. Yeah, so basically, everything you read about Jesus is with other people, with the exception of the four times you read that he went off alone. That's pretty much it, right? Everybody good? Yeah, agree? Nobody wants to argue it? Dang it. Okay. So, obviously, in those examples, for the most part, Jesus spent time with people that were like him, okay? The disciples. When he fed the 5,000, he was hanging out with the people that wanted to be around him, wanted to be like him. Hey, I'm not there yet. God, okay, I get that in just a minute, okay? Throw it up in just a sec. I'll get back to it, okay? So, obviously, Derek, hey, we're going to talk about Derek, not Jesus. Derek mentioned that he also hang out with his closest group of friends, okay? The disciples, right?
The disciples.
I don't think that's Latin.
That's
okay? So he had the disciples. How many of them were there?
12.
Okay? Was there another group of people he hung out with deeply?
The three.
The three. Who were the three? No.
James and John.
Peter, James, and John. Yeah, no, not yet. Right, okay. So, anyways, the group of friends, they hung out together, they ate together, they told funny stories, they endured each other's jokes, they spent time together, and they grew together. Okay? What? I have no idea what Derek is talking about at this moment. Okay? So, this was essentially his inner circle. They didn't agree about everything, but they did life together. Day in... Yeah, not part of his inner circle. But yes, that did happen. It was, but not part of his inner circle.
Why not?
Yeah. So, as Sarah mentioned a minute ago, Jesus also hung out with people that were not like him.
Zacchaeus.
The Jewish guys. Lepers. Woman at the well. Lady who was bleeding.
The one who was
going to
get stoned.
People had demons. Pharisees.
Judas.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, they weren't like him. Yeah. They were like outcasts and stuff. Okay. Why would he hang out with these people? Well, it helps to influence him. He healed him. He wanted to show him God. I'm pretty sure those were his exact words, too. Like, with everything. So, somebody get Hebrews 10, 24 to 25. A whole lot of noise for not a lot of speed. Sarah says word as she walks out the door. 24 to 25. So here we go. Whether Jesus was hanging out with his inner circle or with people that weren't like him at all, he showed us how to engage in a healthy community. Okay? Community shapes our faith, but also the faith of other people. So there comes, like tonight, we come to hang out with other like-minded believers. So, I'm not reading it right now. That's the new CSB. Thanks. I wish the adults in the room would pay attention to what's going on, don't y'all? The writer of Hebrews tells us something we can all learn from. Why don't one of y'all read it? I'm so glad that somebody can read the scripture and it's agreed upon by those over the age of 18 in the room. Somebody under the age of 18, tell me what it means. Do what? Why? He gives a reason. Is that the only reason? So, maybe to grow the faith that's inside us and other people. Because Jesus is coming back. Okay? So we've got to hang out with people that are like us so we can grow ourselves. Hang out with people that are not like us so we can grow them. Look at Tristan go. It's like he was paying attention. So, how is this a habit? Not if we don't do it. Okay? It's got to be something we have to be intentional about. We've got to find times for us to actually spend time together with people and actually engage in conversations that have things to do with Jesus. Okay? At church, that would be one of the places. Somebody give me another. Corner Bakery in Hearst. There was like a generic one, but hey, we'll go with the... No, I know, but I was just saying, like, I was thinking, like, generic things. And Sarah's like, this is the one we're going to. I'll be there at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. You want to join me? Anyway, yes, school. Okay, what else? Hey, Jack in the Box. Start a club at school. Okay, so I didn't. I said school. Oh. Work. Yes, for the four people in here that have jobs. I'm not counting mine because I don't work. It's not work if you play all the time. Whoa. Okay. Yeah, moving on. All right, so just because you're around people, though, that doesn't mean you're actually...